The return of Funky Live, the festive special. Funky Live is back. Funky Live at Rouge Southend, Friday, 28th of December, 2012.
Live from the heart of Essex. From the heart of Essex. This is funkyfm.net. Funky!
Funky FM. Net.
One, two. Many, many thanks to DJ Unique. Absolutely wicked last 2 hours. We're back again. I can't believe a week's gone by since last week. Sounds of funkyfm.net. Yours truly, DJ Miley. Old title, the Locked In Crew, opening up all the means of communication very, very soon. We got the BB, we got the text line, and the Twitter tonight. We got the very best in-house music for the next 2 hours. Live and direct on the big one, funkyfm.net. I'm DJ Miley. This is the way we do it. Wednesday night, filling in for Mr. Billy H tonight. He's out on a booze up tonight with one of them guys off the TV. You'll have to check out his Facebook. I can't remember the guy's name. Something brand new, Yogi and Husky. This is Just a Friend. Check it out. Don't forget as well, coming up very, very soon, in the next 10, 15 minutes, we have a very special guest inside the building tonight. Mr. Dyson will be joining me very, very soon. Like I say, coming up in about 10, 15 minutes, little interview with the head honcho of Too Damn Glam, Mr. Dyson Payne in the building. Also, shout out to my producer tonight, Mr. FX, hanging around as per usual. Right, opening up the means of communication, the Twitter, the phone line, and the BB Messenger. Very, very soon. Welcome. This is funkyfm.net.
Funky FM.
Housing you up right here on Funky FM.
follow us.
Follow Funky FM on Twitter at Funky FM. Add the studio BlackBerry pin now. 26C, 5C, 8BC.
And you have some easy bits.
And it makes me feel I want to be alone.
This is something brand new. The Layabouts featuring Omar. This is sick. Check this out. Something brand new today. As long as you believe.
Yeah, I know that life's gonna be alright. Let's get some happy feelings on the road.
Right outside the phone line crew. 077 862069555. Start your text with the word funky,
yeah, yeah.
And that gets you straight through to me this evening. Also as well, the BB, if you've got a BlackBerry. 26C, 5C, 8BC. And of course the Twitter tonight, at Funky FM. Our timeline has been buzzing tonight. Big shout out to Mr. Dyson inside the building. Going to be having a little chat with him very, very soon. Hold on super tight for that. So if you know about Too Damn Glam, we've got the main man inside the building. Have a little chat with him soon.
Take the lead from me, you know I like it when you take control. There's a reason for the season. If we've got to spice it up before it's all. So wild, my child. Nothing is like instinct, don't you feel? Everybody knows you can achieve. As long as you believe. Hey, baby, I think it's time we let things go.
Shouts, requests and rewinds. Text the word funky, followed by your message to 07786 206 955.
Once again, sounds of funky on a Wednesday night. DJ Miley filling in for Mr. Billy H tonight. Hold on super tight, the locked in crew. 07786206955. Start your text with the word funky. Like I say, something brand new. This is the Layabouts featuring Omar. Your mighty Omar. Check it out. This is sick. You, yeah.
bring you up right here on Funky FM. From the heart of Essex. From the heart of Essex. This is funkyfm.net.
Funky!
Once again, if you just tuned in, coming up in the next 10-15, we're going to be having a chat with Mr. Dyson, head honcho of Too Damn Glam. So if you know about Too Damn Glam, all coming up in the next 10-15 minutes. Are we going to have a little mix from you as well, Dyson? We'll let him loose on the decks as well a bit later on. Big shout out to the L-Man tonight. Hold tight, Shawnee Marks for earlier, Wicked. Hold tight, FX. Also, a big shout out to DJ Unique, Wicked Show earlier, mate. Hold tight, all the Funky FM family. Miley's in the building. Love this, check it out. Something could be going on. Start with the BB crew tonight. Big shout out to Laura. She's locked in. She's pinging hard on the BB tonight. Very good evening to Laura. Hold tight to Web Tech as well. Very good evening to you. Once again, if you're locked in, all the BB crew, time to ping us. 26C, 5C, 8BC. Don't forget as well, you can tweet us tonight at FunkyFM, at DJ Miley, and I'll retweet you as well. Couple more in the mix, then we're going to be having a chat with Dyson from Too Damn Glam, who's in the building tonight, special guest. Keep the texts rolling in, 07 86 206 955. Welcome. Sounds of the Funky FM.
I'd like to get to know you. Yeah.
Funky FM.
You're rolling.
You know we roll.
With www.djmiley.com.
Something brand new. I say brand new, it's all brand new tonight. In My Heart by R.A.W. from the Back to the Raw EP. A little bit deep house for ya. Sounds proper old school UKG though. 07786206955. We're gonna build it up, get a little bit harder for ya tonight. Up next, something I played last week, Homework, sick tune. Out to all the Twitter crew tonight, out to Gavin Morgan, out to Christy Warren, out to Adam Hepworth, also a big shout out to Emily, B-Mac, out to Dave Brown, out to Blitz as well, Jacob, Ryan. Big shout out to Ed Arch, also Jack as well. Full Twitter crew tonight. Sounds of funkyfm.net. Like I say, coming up very, very soon. Gonna be having a chat with Mr. Dyson. Too Damn Glam. It's the way we're doing it. Funky FM, baby. Shout out to my sexy wife Kirsty tonight as well. I hope you're feeling a bit better.
The return of Funky Live, the festive special. Funky Live is back. Funky Live at Rouge, Southend, Friday, 28th of December, 2012.
home, you cut your grass. I go home and I fuck that motherfucking NPC all fucking night. You understand?
Funky.
Out to the 641 saying, yep, yep, RB. Big shout out to RB, locked in. Easy.
Timor, right about now, you're locked on to funkyfm.net.
I'll probably release probably 10% of the stuff I actually do.
On Funky FM.
Just because I go home and turn it on and fuck with it doesn't mean I'm making a track for the next EP. It's just something
I'm touching. Ladies and gentlemen,
you know, a lot of people ask me, my favorite.
The studio BlackBerry pin now. 26C, 5C, 8BC.
Help me inspire myself. My bitches and my hoes is my NPCs. My SP-1200, my bass, my keyboard. Them are my bitches and them are my hoes. I turn them motherfuckers on at night. I turn them bitches off at night. The bitches go out there and make my motherfucking money. I send them bitches over there to take care of my business. That's why I'm here. They're my hoes.
Up next, something brand new from the Soul Avengers. Love the next one. Check it out. Something brand new picked it up today. Sounds of Miley in the building. Right, I'm going to drop one more after the next one. We're going to have a chat with Dyson inside the building. See what he's been up to. Special guest tonight, DJ Dyson, Too Damn Glam. Welcome to funkyfm.net. Brand new, pick this one up today. Soul Avengers on the mix. Heard it all before, you know the tune. FunkyFM.net 07786206955. Start your text with the word funky. That's very important, all your texts don't come through, alright? 07786206955. Start your text with the word funky. Also, as well, you can tweet us tonight at FunkyFM at DJ Miley. Something that's all the BB crew as well.
God knows that I don't.
out to Peter Ag. Also, shout out to Keely as well. Great to have your company tonight. Funky FM.
FM.net.
Yes, I call her DJ Miley there. Champion DJ Soundboy Killer. Shoot head off a pillar. Rhythm got bad man singing to a long talk. You come to kill everything from Anka to a thing. Zagading.
Come home late. Seems you barely beat the sun. Tap on my shoulder.
Yo, could it? Yo, DJ Miley.
Fragrance that I don't even wear. So if you want some loving, I suggest
DJ Miley.
Day to day with you, it's always something else. Working my nerve. God knows that I don't deserve what you put me through. Cause I've been so true to you. For you to come at me with another lame excuse.
Yes, I am.
You're rolling.
You know we roll.
With www.djmiley.com.
Right, I'll type the phone line crew coming to you in a sec. Hold tight to 627. Out to Liam Fat Puggy Smith is on one tonight and he's looking for some juicy bits in Chelmsford. Do you hear that, FX? Our man right here on the text message. Liam Fat Puggy Smith is on one tonight and he's looking for a juicy bit in Chelmsford. Do you know any juicy bits in Chelmsford? No? I'm not even going to ask Dyson. Right, Twitter, at FunkyFM, shout to at Dylan Ag, rocking to the big tunes, oi, oi. I'll type Peter Ag tonight, big it up. I'll type my Twitter crew, at FunkyFM. Out to the 052, they're saying a shout out to Dean Prill and Lucas Sayer. And it says they are licked. Licked man. Don't forget as well, if you want any questions put to Dyson tonight from Too Damn Glam, text them in and tweet them at FunkyFM at DJ Miley. Also 07786 206 955. Gonna check that mic there, mate. Is that alright? It's all good. It's all good. It better be, because FX set it up, my producer tonight, and if it's no good, you're sacked. Oh, it started off so professional as well.
know we roll
with www.djmiley.com.
So Wednesday night, DJ Miley, as I said, and if you've seen it on Twitter today and Facebook and everywhere else, we've got Mr. Dyson inside the building. How you doing, sir?
Hello, Miley.
Good to see you, man. I've not seen you for ages.
I know. It feels like I'm in the mastermind chair here.
Yeah, you are, man. It's more like the mastermind stall, to be fair. It's about the best we've got, I'm afraid. And if there's any problems, speak to my man standing next to me, because he was supposed to sort everything out tonight, so... So anyway, if you just tuned in, we have got the head honcho, the man behind Too Damn Glam. Dice.
Yes,
bro. When did the whole Too Damn Glam thing come about? What was the year it started? Because we're going back some time now.
It is. I mean, we've got a lot of history with what we was doing years ago. But we started Too Damn Glam in 2005. And it actually started in Ibiza, is where I sort of... gave up my life in the UK and decided to persevere with the dream job, you know, and go and find my roots in Ibiza, and consequently we started Too Damn Glam over there. In fact, it started in a little back room of Savannah's, which is on the Sunset Strip.
I remember Savannah's because I was out there actually in the early days with Trevor from Leisure Groove.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, me and Trev come out there.
Yeah, he played for us. Did you play?
Yeah, I played a few times, man, in Savannah's. Dude, Savannah's honestly, was wicked, man.
Do you know what? Nobody really knew about the Funky Room in the back, and it was a little hidden nightclub, and it was only really known by the workers who used to work in Ibiza. It was like a little hidden retreat.
Do you know what? That night I played there, it was ram.
And it was
ram. And I always remember because it was a time that Freddie LeGrand, Put Your Hands Up for Detroit,
that
come out. And I remember dropping that, looking up, and it was rammed and everyone just going mad. And I've actually got a photo somewhere on my old MySpace, I think, somewhere. But I'll tell you what, that was wicked because me and Trevor Leisure Groove, we were actually staying in the apartment above.
Yeah,
and we used to jump down the balcony, run through the back and on the decks. And I remember halfway through this my set thinking, I need another cigarette. I've got no cigarettes left. And I'll run back up to your apartment and come back just before I put my hands up for Detroit run out.
That was the beauty of staying right above Savannah's, wasn't it?
It was the
view of the sunset. I remember all that memories coming back to me now.
Yeah, because you was hustling the tickets as well back then, weren't you?
Yeah, well, this is it. You know, you've got to start somewhere in Ibiza. And I actually started selling tickets for Savannah's. I was doing all the club tickets. And that was a little bit of a blessing in disguise for me, because through that, I met all the promoters of all the big nights over there for Manumission, for Money Penny.
There wasn't a person in that strip that didn't know Dyson, I don't think, because you had your stall right in the middle by Savannah's, sort of just off by a Cafe Mambo, wasn't it? Right by the front there.
That year and I became the guru of Ibiza, you know.
You was, man. And the thing was as well, you was talking all different languages, which shocked me as well, because you was just hustling with all the foreigners as well, which was cool.
Everyone thought I was Spanish or Italian or anything other than English, you know. So
we've got a question about that a bit later on, but we'll come to that in a bit.
But yes...
So you started in Savannah's, obviously smashed it there. What was you doing in the UK at the time then? Because obviously you was out there, then you come back and started doing Zinc. Was it Zinc where you started?
I was running Miss Moneypenny's here in Southend, and we made that pretty successful. And I kind of used a little bit of influence from that and what I learned in Ibiza, and you know, I met a lot of people over there, and really sort of just educated myself musically of where we wanted to go with it. And I took a bit of influence from, you know, a lot of big nights over there, from Circa Loca at DC10 to, you know, Eric Murillo's Subliminal at Pasha, and we kind of fused it a little bit together. And at the time, the tech house electro scene was just kicking off, going massive, so we sort of brought that influence back. And we started Too Damn Glam in Southend, yeah.
So that was wicked. So you started at Zinc?
It did, yeah. We ran at Zinc Nightclub for probably about 3 years, 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, because one thing that I've always stood out about Too Damn Glam is, I mean, this man grafts. He absolutely grafts. I mean, I remember I think it might have been one of the launch nights at Too Damn Glam at Zinc.
Yeah.
And I don't think there was a person in Southend that didn't go to that night, because, I mean, literally, it was in your face. Everywhere you went, there was either a billboard with it on, a traffic light with it on. Every hairdresser you went in, there was a thrusting a flyer in your face.
Do you know what? You'll see me dodging traffic.
It was, Yeah, it was crazy. And I mean, that was a Ram Jam night. You must have sat back and thought, yeah, that was worth all the work. Another question I've got anyway, I might as well get it out of the way now, is your production as well on the nights. I mean, it's always stood out for me. Like, when you do a Too Damn Glam night, I mean, we wish we had the budget. Obviously, you must have scraped together in the early days to do what you're doing when we do our Funky Live nights. But, I mean, one thing with your production is you have the backdrops, you have the dancers and fire eaters, and I mean, even you've got some robot guy now as well. So.
Do you know what? The whole ethos was that we always tried to make it a bit more of a show. You know, it was more about, it wasn't just about the DJs and a few banners and whatever else. We tried to make it a little bit more theatrical.
Effects is good on a trampoline, man. You just get him. He's belly dancing as well.
Do you know what we're trying? We are looking for some different stuff, because we've been doing this for 7 years now. You know, it gets a little bit kind of, what can you do that's different, and try and think out of the box, and try and amaze everyone every time we do a party.
I mean, that's the thing as well with your whole flyers as well. I mean, I noticed the one you done recently with the whole moustache thing on it and all that. And I sit there sometimes, I see the flyers and I think, how does he come up with another one? I mean, it must be hard, man. When you started doing, because you went from Zinc. What year are we talking about now back at Zinc?
You know what? Off the top of my head, I think it was probably 2008, 2009.
So you held it down at Zinc for a few years, 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, Zinc was a brilliant club back in the day. It was the clubbers club. It was where everyone went to dance and to rave and to have fun. And the beauty of what we used to do was, it was before it got done up, it was a complete dive. And, you know, we used to go in there and totally transform the
place.
That's
the thing. I mean, yeah, I mean, it was, not being horrible, but it was a pretty much a club that no one really bothered with, wasn't it? Before you went in with the Too Damn Glam thing, you kind of transformed it. I mean, I remember people walking in thinking, bloody hell, he's done a good job here. Because you completely draped it out. You obviously had all the stuff from the ceiling. I think you put some more, did you put some more sound in there as well?
We used to put sound and light in, lasers, you know, we used to go crazy. Like, with the drapes and the whole lot. But I mean, there was other nights that were still doing well in there. It was just, you know, we tried to put the extra effort in, and I think that did, you know, not many people notice everything that we do, but I think the people who do notice it pay attention and they appreciate what we do for it, you know?
So it must have come a point then when you actually sat back, you've done the Ibiza thing, you come over to Zinc. After ramming Zinc, what did you think? Happy?
You know what? It was just nice to get everyone together. I mean, the thing about Too Damn Glam is it's a family thing, and it's friends of friends and friends of friends and friends, and it's just a big, like, everyone who knows each other. And it was just a case of getting everyone together, and not everyone had money to go out every week, so they looked forward to coming to us because they knew they'd see their friends, and they'll see friends that they haven't seen for a long time, and it was a big, you know, a big happy family, and you know it still is, and we've grown over the years, and we've people who have come on board and you know grown up and then moved on, and we've had some youngsters come up on board, and now they're the older crowd, and you know now they're sort of moving on, and we've got a new breed that's coming up now, you know.
Because originally you started off with just sort of resident DJs and trying to build it on a hype and a name, wasn't it?
Now,
obviously, I guess things have moved on. You've got a bit more of a budget and you're now pulling in big names, bigger venues.
Do you know what was really nice is that even though you've got the, you know, the money to offer these people, it was very much... if it wasn't credible for them, they didn't want to play. You know, trying to get Pete Tong in Southend took a couple of years, you know, before they turned around and went, do you know what? We've got to go and have a look at this town, and we've got to have a look at what these people are doing. You know, it took us time to build that rapport. And, you know, now we've had a lot of big DJs play. Now it's a case of they're phoning us and saying, look, we want to come and play. You know?
That is superb. So how did it work with the whole thing? Because obviously you was at an Ibiza and you was doing some stints out there. So it got to a point when you was doing Too Damn Glam in Southend at Zinc, but you was also in Ibiza as well doing the Savannahs thing. And
mate, stance to the airport, 2.5 hours, and be on the beach.
True, I guess so. So you was backwards and forwards.
Yeah, I was like. Yeah. Yeah, no, I was back and forth most summers, really, just doing a bit over there, coming back over here, which was really nice because you get to see the best of both worlds and, you know, come home, see everyone, fly back out there, have a party and enjoy it, really. Yeah, it was work. It was work. It's graft, believe me.
I can imagine you get a bit sick of them EasyJet sandwiches after a while. So, you done Zinc, then from Zinc, where did we go after that with Too Damn Glam?
Zinc, we did a few parties. We started moving around a little bit. We sort of settled in our home of Storm, which was, you know, my old haunt from a few years ago.
I think we all sort of, Storm has a bit of a thing in all our hearts, I think, from the old club art days. When Christian and Lee used to smash it down there.
Mate, that was one of the first places I DJed.
That was one of the nights that I think a lot of us used to go to on a regular basis. I think that set the standards there, really.
Yeah.
He pulled in some big names back in the day, didn't he, really,
definitely,
to be fair.
Definitely, yeah.
Was it Christian McGinty, wasn't it? Christian, and there was Lee as well. And Lee was quite involved with record producing and stuff as well.
Yeah, I think he has
some good contacts. Yeah. Am I older than you? You clear off, guys. Anyway, so that was the club art days. And then, obviously, you moved over to Storm.
Yeah, Storm, we was there for a few years, and we sort of turned Too Damn Glam. We had to change it a little bit because...
What was you doing then? Was you doing it every so often, monthly?
Once we started it, we did the first party. It went really well. They liked what we did, and they invited us back as a monthly residency. We took the first Saturday of the month, and we carried that on for a couple of years. And developed it a little bit. You know, we had to change our music policy a little bit. We had to sort of play it a little bit less hard, really. You know, we lightened it up a little bit, and we found a new sound with it all, and we pushed it forward, and it became really popular again. And, you know, we had a great few years, and in fact we did the last party in Storm and closed it, and
that's right, I was there that night, actually.
It was brilliant. It was really good. And then obviously we was involved in the development and the renaming of the club, and the idea behind Mansion sort of came from us. And you know, we went back there and tried to gone back there as a monthly residency at the last Saturday of the month, which is where we're currently at.
Right, so just apart from doing that, you're obviously doing these big events as well.
Well, that's kind of where we're going with it all now. I mean, it's great doing the clubs, and it's nice having a regular base, and we've sort of spread our wings a little bit now. We've had a 3-year residency at Pasha in London, which has been going really well for us. We've been bi-monthly there, and then we've got this Saturday coming, we're at Buddha Lounge in Romford. We're doing parties. We did a party at Sugar Heart. We've got another one of those coming up soon, and Chelmsford, Colchester. We're kind of really just trying to spread our wings a little bit and just do one party every town every now and again. But the best thing that we're doing at the moment, and the thing that I'm really excited about, is the big events which we've moved into. We did a party at the Cliffs Pavilion, which I'm sure you know of.
We know the Cliffs, yeah. That's one thing. I was checking out the videos on YouTube as well. Have a little look on YouTube. Just search for Too Damn Glam on YouTube.
Mate,
was it Mark Knight you had there as well, wasn't it?
I mean, we've built a really good reputation with Tourham Knights now, and we're doing a lot of parties with them, and they love it down here. They love Essex, they love the crowd, they love the parties we put on. And we had Mark Knight for the birthday last year. Well, no, sorry, this year. Cliffs Pavilion, mate, 2,000 people. It was absolutely amazing.
So where did the idea of the Cliffs Pavilion come from? Because I would never think they would have an event like Too Damn Glam at the Cliffs Pavilion.
Do you know what? I think that...
Because, I mean, obviously years ago, they've had people like Blur there, and obviously they do have some names there.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
I just couldn't see them going for a whole...
I tell you what it was. I went to a party there with Groove Armada, and it was on a Tuesday night, and I kid you not, I stood there in aura because it was just rammed. It was going off, and the place was amazing. And I thought, what a place for a party. There is somebody who's got to be able to do something in here. But we wasn't big enough at the time, and there was no way that I'd have the funding to do something like that. It's taken a while. And I took, you know, I did a presentation to them. I took them a little proposal. I spoke to them. They looked at and saw what we was doing. I mean, they're, you know, they're South End. They know what goes on. They didn't want to do club nights, but they saw what we was doing, and it is a bit more of a theatrical show. We have the dancers, we have the fire eaters, we have the girls doing all everything. Cryo Man comes over and does his show.
Where's he from? Now, Cryo Man, he's from Ibiza, is he?
Yeah, he's he started off doing fire shows over there.
If you don't know who he is, he's some guy that dresses up like a robot.
He's got a painted suit. He built himself. It's all LED lights. It's all.
He looks a bit like UFX. Seriously.
Just a few more lasers.
Little bit better looking and a few more lasers.
Yeah, no, he's done really well for himself, man. He was in David Guetta's videos and Black Eyed Peas tours, and he's doing everything now, you know. And in fact, he's got like four or five different robots doing the show for him now. So yeah, we've got him back New Year's Eve, funny enough.
Fantastic. So where's your New Year's Eve party? Tell us about your New Year's Eve. What's happening for Too Damn Glam New Year's Eve?
Well, every year we try and sort of push the barrier just a little bit more. And last year we did Lords Golf and Country Club, which was absolutely amazing. We had 3,000 people, and it was the best atmosphere I've had at one of our events. This year we've tried to do something a little bit more different. We've taken Element Nightclub and the Basement, and we've got a party which we've teamed up with Wax in the Sunrooms. We put a marquee which is going to be outside. I don't know if you know Element much, but the back of the club is a walkway which is owned by them, and it's quite big, and we're putting like an outdoor tent outside. It's all floored, heated, carpeted. It's really nice, and it's sponsored by Red Bull as well. And we're putting Eats Everything in there as well. We've got a massive lineup for it. So throughout the whole lot, we've got a capacity of 2,500 people.
Fantastic. That's tickets in advance, is it?
Yeah. We try to keep it nice and value for money for people. We've put an amazing lineup together for it. We've got Mark Knight playing. We've got Eats Everything from Dirty Bird. We've got Nina Kravitz playing in Sunrooms.
Yeah, she's in the Sunrooms. Yeah.
So, you know, we've got something for everyone, I think. We've got Dirty House in the Basement. And then, of course, you've got Cryo Man, who's doing his performance at around midnight, you know, with the pyrotechnics and the whole shebang.
Excellent.
So, yeah, with tickets in advance, is £35. It's been selling really well at the moment. I mean, you can buy them online. If you the event's called Spectrum. So if you type in spectrumfestival.com, comes up with a website, tells you all the details about the party and what we're doing.
And you've got a Facebook page as well?
Yeah. If you just type in toodamglam.com or toodamglam on Facebook and Twitter, etc., you can find us on
Twitter at toodamglam.
That's it. Yeah.
And your own personal one at Dyson Pay as well.
Dyson Pay. Yeah. Nice. Spelt differently, but pronounced the same. We won't go into that now, though, Miley.
We're not going to go.
That's a long story. We're going to need a few beers about that. Well, listen, nice to see you, pals.
Nice to see you, man. We'll tell you what, we're dropping another track, and then we'll let you get settled and jump on the decks for 20 minutes, half hour, yeah?
Wicked, mate.
Drop a few of the tunes that people are going to expect New Year's Eve from, obviously, yourself, DJ, New Year's Eve.
Yes, as you got me, Mark Knight, Eats Everything, Nina Kravitz, Cryo Man doing the show. I mean, all my residents are going to be there. Damo. Excellent. Bernie, you know, all the boys, really. Lee Field, Simon B. Shaw, you know, the list is endless. Just check it out online, mate. And
I do believe we've had a few of them pass through here over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, no,
as well,
I think so. Finch Hare coming down.
That's
the show.
That's right,
here,
he was down here Sunday. Yeah. Big up all the Too Damn Glam crew anyway. All passing through Funky FM now and again, so it's all good. Right, let's jump into a bit of this. And then Dyson stepping up live on the decks for you. Out to all the Too Damn Glam crew. Many thanks for coming down tonight, mate. It's been good to see
you. Yes, bro. No worries. Thank you very much for having me here.
So what we plug? We plug the Twitter. We plug the Facebook. All I can say is wish you all the best, mate. Hope New Year's Eve goes well for you.
Cheers, mate. Listen,
are we going to see Too Damn Glam in the next few years then? Are we looking, doing the rest of the country?
There's a couple of things we've got planned, obviously, for next year. We're involved in a few big festivals, and we got Takeoff Festival, Solstice, and the Cliffs Pavilion coming up. So they're the big things that we've got to look forward to for 2013.
Excellent.
But yeah, big love to all my family, all my Too Damn Glam crew, who know they are. We'll see you soon.
And I think the last thing I'm going to ask you tonight.
Go on.
How comes you don't age, Dyson? That's what you're right. That is the thing. I think there's something going on here. he's got some secret medicine, I think, or something that, that yeah. P. Diddy, they all have it. He just doesn't age. Every time I see Dyson, he just doesn't look any older.
Yeah. Well, I am the Peter Pan of house music.
You are the Peter Pan of house music, standardly. Right, let's play some music. And we're getting Mr. Dyson live on the decks very, very soon. Welcome along. This is funkyfm.net.
You're rolling. You know we roll. With www.djmiley.com.
Right, we're going to get Dyson settled for this one. If I have to go, DJ Miley Wednesday night filling in for Billy H.
I'll go if I have to go. I'll go.
I'm going to be playing you some harder bits a bit later on as well. Loads of new stuff for you. Loads of new defective bits as well. But in the meantime, for the next 25 minutes, Mr. Too Damn Glam head honcho is gracing the decks here at Funky FM Towers. Dyson's in the building. Welcome, this is Funky FM. Let's go!
If I have to go, I'll go.
To the Texas tonight, out to the 968, and a shout out to Big Balls and Spectacles, who's on the Pussy Patrol tonight. Big shout out to you guys. Big shout out to Danny on Twitter, the Mac Danny, saying big up the Ramo Massive. Big shout out to you. Keep them coming, 07786206955. Sounds of funkyfm.net. DJ Dyson in the building. Gonna let him get in the mix for you. Next 2025. Let's go.
Father,
don't go.
Sister,
don't go.
Lord, my brother,
don't go.
If I have to go, I'll go. If I have to go, I'll go. If I have to go, I'll go. If I have to go, I'll go. I
Counting you up right here on Funky FM.
Funky FM.
What can I do to make you see? It feels good, the things you do to me. What can I do to make you see? It feels good when you're touching me. To me, what can I do to make you see? It feels good, the things you do to me. What can I do to make you see? It feels good, the things you do to me. What can I do to make you see? It feels good when you're touching me. What can I do?
Baby, don't rush. Go slow. baby, let me rush. Take it slow, take it slow, take it slow, take it slow.
DJ Miley, special guest DJ Dyson live on the decks right now inside Funky Towers, giving you a little taste of Too Damn Glam. What you're going to expect New Year's Eve live in the mix for you.
From all at Funky FM. Merry Christmas!
Oh, is that rough shit.
Sounds of Funky FM, DJ Dyson, special guest on my show tonight. Too Damn Glam, this is the sound of Too Damn Glam. Live at funkyfm.net. International Funky. Quick couple of shouts. Out to the 961, they're bigging up the Ching Dogs, blazing to high grade. Big up the Pen Shizzle. Out to the 786, big tune. That's coming from Strat Beats, Locked In. Big shout out to Strat Beats tonight. Keep your texts coming in, 07786206955. Start your text with the word funky. Also tweet us tonight at FunkyFM. That's at FunkyFM on the Twitter. Get your shouts in. Sounds of Dyson. Live on the DJ Miley show tonight. FunkyFM.net. Essex number one.
Is that rough shoe? Is that rough shoe?
This is how you are.
Come on.
To the phone line crew tonight. Out to Matt Whittett, locked in. He says locked in, sounding fresh. Big up DJ Dyson tonight. Too Damn Glam. Live on the decks. DJ Miley Show Wednesday night, filling in for Billy H. FunkyFM.net, housing you up.
Live on your radio. Deep inside. New music coming through your radio.
One more from DJ Dyson tonight. Many, many thanks. Big shout out to the Too Damn Glam crew tonight. Nice to see you, buddy. Good to have you down here. Don't forget New Year's Eve.
FunkyFM.net.
Thank you.
Many, many thanks. Our special guest tonight, Mr. DJ Dyson inside the building. Catch him New Year's Eve, Too Damn Glam. Hold tight, Ed Archer. He's saying, at DJ Miley, bruv, loving the beats on at Funky FM. Big up my man, Joe McNabb. And best cuss, DJ Liberty. Big shout out to you. Out to DJ Sterling. And he's locked into at DJ Miley at Funky FM. Locked on, sounding good, sir. Nice interview with Dyson, and a shout out to you, long time. Good evening. Don't forget as well, New Year's Eve. Just Google search Too Damn Glam Spectrum for more information on that. If you're looking for somewhere to go New Year's Eve, I'm only plugging it, Dyson, because it's not clashing with nothing we're doing. Otherwise, I'd be saying, no, go Funky Live. Anyway, Funky Live, 28th of the 12th. Get yourselves down there. Recover for 2 days and then make your way to Spectrum New Year's Eve. In the background, something brand new from Hot Sins 82. This is something brand new from them. Once again, track in the background, Hot Since 82, like you, this is something brand new, check it out. Right, big shout out to the Holbridge crew, they're getting licked tonight, word to your mother, that's what they're saying. Out to the Texas tonight, 07786206955, closing stages of DJ Miley tonight, filling in for Billy H on a Wednesday night. Once again, many thanks to special guest DJ Dyson, good to catch up with you. Reminisce over the good times in Ibiza. Some messy, messy times out there, I'll tell you. And up next, that big tune that Miley's been hammering for the last few weeks. Let's go. We'll be right back.
FunkyFM.net.
Played it last week.
Let's have a little bit of fun now.
Party non-stop for Rupa.
Let's have a little bit of fun now. Let's have a little bit of fun now. I'll make one check out of two now. And it's a little bit funny when I'm wrong now. But everybody's talking about the breakdown. So I break these records into pieces and fix them together just how I need them. Made in a club at 12 o'clock. Yeah, what can I say? Party non-stop.
Background party non-stop, Harupa. This is the Frankie Rosado remix. Oi, Dyson, did you have Harupa the other week, didn't you? Too damn glam. Smashed it. Nice. That was the moustache one. Yeah.
I'll make one track out of two now. And it's a little bit funny when I'm wrong now. But everybody's talking about the breakdown. So I break these
records. Follow FunkyFM on Twitter
at FunkyFM. 12 o'clock, and what can I say? Party not stop.
www.djmiley.com.
DJ Miley.
I'll make one check out of two now. And it's a little bit funny when I'm wrong now. But everybody's talking about the breakdown. So I'll break these records into pieces and fix them together just how I need them. Late in the club at 12 o'clock. And what can I say? Party non-stop.
I'm a man when you're ready.
closing stages of the DJ Miley show tonight. Many, many thanks to Dyson tonight. Wicked brother. Last minute shouts tonight. Don't forget on the BB. It's 26C5CABC. Also, as well, 07786206955. Start your text with the word funky. Filling in for Billy H tonight. He'll be back next week. Sounds of Miley touching down. Funky FM. International. You done now. This is something brand new. Noir on the buttons. And up next, something else Brian Spanky new picked up this week called Favourite Things. Check out the next one. Don't forget your tweets as well at Funky FM. Big shout to DJ Sterling tonight, AZ. Come to me when you're ready. Call me when you're ready.
Yo, this is Mighty Mo. Right about now, you're locked on to funkyfm.net.
Right, one more for myself tonight. Many, many thanks once again to Dyson. Good to see you, mate. Got to do this big shout out to FX tonight as well. He's been my producer tonight. And what a grand job he's done as well. Oh, you've done well, man. You set the things up and you've done well. So, big shout out to FX tonight. Couldn't have done it without you tonight, bruv. And once again, big shout out to Dyson with two damn glam crew. Great to have you inside the building tonight. And a wicked mix as well. Are we podcasting this tonight? We are. We're podcasting it. And it's going to be live on 12 o'clock tomorrow, midday. Take a break. It's going to be on fxdj.co.uk, podcast of this show. I'll probably rip it off as well and put it on djmiley.com. What you found. And no doubt Dyson will put it up on a Too Damn Glam website as well. Easy. All good. Easy to believe. Loving it. Sounds of Funky FM. What you miss. Get your last minute texts in, 07786206955. Start your text with the word funky. I'm a man when you're ready. Closing stages, DJ Miley tonight. I'm a man when you're ready. Out to the BB crew as well. I'm a man when you're ready. I'm a man. Out to the Wonky Stoners up the Davis Estate. Out to Reese Tudor. I'm a man. On the BB tonight. When you're ready. I'm a man. Out to everyone that's got in touch throughout the show. You've been absolutely wicked. I'm a man. Wednesday night, it's funky, baby. I'm a man. be the last one from us tonight. Once again, many thanks to DJ Dyson tonight. Absolutely wicked. Out to the 2DG, TDG crew, all the Too Damn Glam crew. No. Last one from me. Once again, big shout out to Dyson. Good to see you, brother. Good to have a little reminisce over the old IB for times as well. Messy days.
I don't know why you're bigging him up, because his radio don't work in his car.
Does it not?
Nah.
This is something brand new called Favourite Things. I think you'll like this. A little drop in. This is sick. Last one from me tonight, Miley. Any last words, effects?
That's the first time I've ever spoke on your show.
Is it really? No. To be fair, you talk all the way through my show, but just in my ear. You talk at me. You don't talk to the listeners. You talk at me.
I'm going to get one of them head mics that Michael McIntyre's got.
Yeah, but man, we don't need you dancing around in lingerie in the studio. Like Madonna, with the pointy boobs and stuff. You can do that. Not in that coat, you can't.
Girls in white dresses and blue satin sashes. Snowflakes that stay on your nose and eyelashes. Silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things.
Last one from Miley tonight. It's been great filling in for Billy H tonight. Once again, big it up Dyson. Too Damn Glam crew tonight. Wicked, wicked stuff. Shout out to Danny tonight, saying at Miley, at DJ Miley, mashing it up on at Funky FM. Big up, big up. Oh, yes. Also as well, big shout out to JM, saying at Funky FM. Big shout out to at Kieran Humphreys, at Dewey Miles, and at Ian Bill. Big shout out to you guys. Big it up. Keep it Funky FM, 24/7.
Funky. Funky.
You're playing the jingles now, man. Come on, man.
Funky.
I need to find out who that bird is, because he sounds quite hot.
Funky Live, the festive special. Funky Live is back. Funky Live at Rouge, Southend, Friday, 28th of December, 2012.
Right, definitely the last one from us tonight. Something brand new from John Flores. Check this out. Pick this one up today. This is the Ron May remix of Come On. This is bad. Check this out. Last one for myself tonight. I'd like to say many thanks to FX tonight for producing the show. And a big shout out to our special guest Dyson from Too Damn Glam as well. All went rather well. Big pat on the back to everyone tonight. And as we usually finish, we've got to do a big shout to the people on BB, because it's normally this time of night we get people on BB messaging us saying, someone chat with me tonight. You have to hold a good conversation though. Look at my man here. My man's name is Tom McCaffrey, and he wants you to chat with him, FX.
Add me.
Huh?
Add me, I'll talk to him.
He's already on there. He's your friend. Last one from us tonight. We're out. We're ducking out. We've had enough. Something brand new. Ron May on the remix. Check it out. Don't forget to catch me. I don't know when I'm next back on. Filling in for someone else, no doubt. Catch me over Christmas, though. Loads of Christmas shows coming up. DJ Miley signing out.